Chapter 6. Where is Captain Short? When Commander Root came back with his squad to Haven City, Foley was waiting.
I got your message, Foley, said Root. What's the matter?
It's bad, Foley replied. We've lost Captain Short.
Why am I not surprised? Said the commander, putting his face in his hands.
No, listen, said Foley. Someone has taken her.
He knew that Holly was in real trouble. She was a good friend. He did not have many friends, and he did not want to lose her.
This is the video from Holly's helmet, Foley continued. Holly suddenly drops her helmet. We lose the picture, but we still have the sound.
They heard a voice say,
Is that a toy gun?
Root thought about this for a moment.
She was using her gun?
Just wait, replied Foley. It gets worse.
They listened to the conversation between Holly, Artemis, and Butler.
Oh no, said Root.
He was shocked. These humans knew about fairies and about the ritual. And why didn't Holly's mesmer work on them?
It stops there, said Foley. One of the humans takes the camera off the helmet, and then there's no more sound.
Root felt a strong pain in his stomach.
We don't know who they are, he said. Is Holly's watch still working?
Yes, said Foley. I'm following the signal. They're moving north at about 80 kilometres an hour.
Commander Root was silent for a moment. He was making a plan.
Get everyone out of bed and back here. Get them ready to go above ground. I want weapons and technology. You too, Foley. We may have to stop time.
Artemis studied the fairy's watch as they drove home.
Wow, he said. This watch is very clever. It gives a signal. Maybe this fairy's friends are following us right now.
Right now, sir? Replied Butler.
Yes. Butler, take us to Dublin.
Commander Root was flying over Dublin, following Holly's signal.
I've reached Dublin, Foley, said Commander Root on his helmet radio. The signal hasn't moved for some time. Oh, the signal has started moving again. Away from the city, out to sea. What's going on, Foley?
Foley was watching on his computer.
She's on a ship, sir, he said.
Of course, thought Root, feeling stupid.
The commander found the ship and flew down closer.
Captain Short is in there somewhere, Foley, he said. What can your computer see inside the ship?
Sorry, sir, replied Foley. The ship is very old, and the metal sides are too thick.
Root was alone. He turned on his shield and flew down into the ugly old ship. The signal from Holly's watch was strong now. She was very close. There were no people on the ship, and it was dark. Root kept his shield on and walked quickly down some stairs, his gun in his hand. Inside the ship, he could not talk to Foley. The radio did not work there. He followed Holly's signal past many doors and then stopped outside one of them. Captain Short, or her body, was behind this door. It opened easily, but he could not see Holly.
"Ah," a human voice said suddenly, "we have a visitor."
Root dropped to one knee and pointed his gun at the voice. How could a human see him? His shield was on.
"Are you looking for Holly?" said the voice. "I'm afraid that you're in the wrong place."
"Where are you?" shouted Root. "Show yourself."
The human laughed.
"No, my fairy friend, I'm not ready to show myself."
"What do you want?" asked Root.
Root could now see a box in the middle of the floor. Inside it was Holly's watch.
"Holly isn't on the ship. She's a prisoner somewhere else," thought Root angrily. "If you've hurt my officer," Root said aloud.
"Little fairy man," said the human, "look closely. There's more in the box."
Root looked inside again. Bright numbers appeared in the dark, and they started to count down. 100, 99, 98.
It was a bomb.
"Fly, little fairy," said the human. "Say hello to your friends from me. My name is Artemis Fowl II.
Root turned and flew towards the stairs. He came out into the night just as the ship exploded. His wings caught fire and he fell into the cold sea. He heard Foley's voice on the radio in his helmet.
"Commander," said Foley, "are you out of the ship? What's the news?"
"The news, Foley, is that I'm very unhappy. Get on your computer and tell me everything about Mr. Artemis Fowl II."